Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Alright, I'm going to call Pastor Banky to proclaim the word of the Lord over us. You've declared that you will rise in the name of Jesus. The thoughts of God will come to you. And as you rise in the name of Jesus, the glory of God will be seen in your life. You will display the splendor of God. In the name of Jesus, for you are an oak of righteousness, planting of the Lord, planting of the Lord, displaying His splendor. Oh, thank you, Lord. Pastor Banky.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just put up our two hands to heaven. Let's continue giving the Lord thanks, because it's all because of Him. Thank you for the anointing that He has deposited in our lives and in this city and from here to the rest of the nation and the rest of the nations. Let's worship Him. Let's receive His blessing that has come and is still flowing. Let's receive it with thanksgiving, with worship. The name of Jesus. Please just keep one of those hands up. If you can keep both of them up, fine. If you just want, just keep it up. I just want to issue forth words. The blessing of God in words. When God wants to do something in the lives of His children, this is what He does. He brings them like this and imparts something into them. Paul said, I wanted to come to Rome to impart His spiritual gifts to you. Believe me, you have been impacted this weekend. You have been impacted to succeed in the name of Jesus. You have been impacted to show forth His righteousness in the name of Jesus. The ability of God to overcome the evil in this world has been released to you in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, you will triumph in Jesus' name. Everything you do, you will succeed in the name of Jesus. Indeed, you are the oak of righteousness. You are the planting of the Lord. You know, when Pastor Murphy was saying earlier, he was referring to an experience he had in prayer. And he read something and he said, no, I know this country will not break. This will not happen. As he was speaking, something came to my mind. Let me tell you why it was like that. It was because men, people like you, women, children of God, they were praying. And God had answered the prayer. And that was a revelation. You know, at that same time, when they were going to announce the result, my friend Pastor Corey, that you all know, called him from Sokoto, because I was watching out for his welfare. You know, he's your brother. You don't want any crisis, you know? And so he told me some things, that the situation of things there. And I said, no. I began to pray and intercede. Then I have another friend who has a strong prophetic gift. So I called her. I said, Mommy, and please give me a word. I know God must have told you something. And he said she was praying days before that. And then she's had a vision, and God showed her four angels at the four corners of the nation that had swords drawn, and the swords were crossing each other over the center of the country, and she knew it would be well. Are you getting my point? That is, God was watching over us. And I want to say why I'm referring to that. It was because God planted you here and you asked His mercy and He released His blessing upon this land. I declare again that you are a planting of the Lord in this land. I say you are a planting of the Lord in this land. One of the prayers I like to pray for Christians who pray for the nation. He said, the husbandman that labors will be a first partaker of the fruit. Therefore, in this land, you will be blessed in the name of Jesus. In this land, you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. As a minister, you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. As a businessman, businesswoman, you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. If you work in civil service, you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. I say you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. And that glory will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. It will manifest in all that you do in the name of Jesus. It will manifest in the excellence in the lives of your children in the name of Jesus. Everyone who associates with you will know the blessing of God is there. They will come to you. People will say, go to him, go to her, and you will discover the mind of God. That is what kind of planting you are. You are that kind of planting of righteousness in this land in the name of Jesus Christ. As you go out, God will be with you. As you return, God will be with you. God will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things, and you are bound to every good work. Somebody shout another amen to that. He will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things. And you will abound to every good work. He will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things. And you will abound to every good work. You will have clear direction. Confusion is not your portion. At every junction in your life, you know what to do. Like Pastor Murphy was saying earlier, said Jesus knew what he would do. That wisdom of God is your portion in the name of Jesus. At every time when things look straight, you know, there was a time Hagar ran from the house with his son Ishmael, and he was praying, and the Lord opened her eyes and she saw a well. Many times it looks like things are hard. Believe me, God has dug a well around you. You will see your well in the name of Jesus. You will see your source of supplies in the name of Jesus. Your well will be full of water. Your well will spring forth water for you in the name of Jesus Christ. No evil shall befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling place. Through you, God will manifest his glory again in this country and in the nations of the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's give him thanks. Let's wave our hands to him and give him thanks. Indeed, he is good.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.